Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I hope you liked meeting Molly last week, my fictional organization person who is going through the Organize 365 program. But this week, I want to talk to Dawn. Now, you met Dawn last year on the podcast in episode 189 when she talked about her going through the Organize 365 100-day home organization program the first two times, how it pulled her out of her depression, and she started to finally make some traction in getting her house organized. Well, Dawn and I have spent a lot of time together over the last year, and this organization has bled out into her family, into her business, into so many things. This recording that you're about to hear was recorded at the National Convention this past June. And since then, Dawn has become a certified Sunday Basket Workshop organizer. I'm so excited to catch you up on what's been happening in the last 365 days since we talked to Dawn last year. Welcome to Story Time. You know the Story Time podcasts where I'm just like, okay, I'm going to tell a story. This is my friend Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello.
It's like we're in a big intervention room. I'm a professional organizer. Yay! She's not a professional organizer.
No.
She is the reason you're all allowed to be here, though. She and yes. Betsy. And Wendy. But Wendy would have come no matter what. So Betsy, Dawn, and Wendy were there when I was texting Melanie to set this whole thing up. And it was going to be just for certified organizers. And Betsy and Dawn said, we're not going to be your certified organizer thing, and we're coming. So you're going to have to reinvent that whole convention idea.
Oh. You're welcome.
So if you listen to the podcast, you may have already heard Dawn's story, which I shared like last September about going through the 100-day home organization program. At that point, she had been through it twice. She had done the 100-day home organization program on her own, and then she had done it with me as a virtual organizer. No, I do not do that anymore. And now she's been through it two more times.
Starting fifth. When I get home, I'll start the fifth time through because I didn't quite start when everybody else started. So I'm just going to do it in 2 weeks.
The whole thing in 2 weeks?
Yes.
Who's the one that did it in 21 days?
Right there. We're already going to talk.
Channel her.
Yes.
So I know that we've already done this on the podcast, but I think that now that we're all the way through a full year of Dawn organizing her home, we want to talk about and go deep, right? And we're going to talk about some of the things we didn't do on the podcast because I hadn't known you as well yet, and you hadn't finished that full year of a transformation yet. Mm-hmm. And aren't you having like a wedding at your house in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Would you have ever thought 18 months ago you'd be having a wedding at your house?
No, definitely not. In my backyard. So not only the house has to be organized, but the entire 4 acres and all the goats.
Yeah. Now, if you heard the first podcast, she said goats.
Yes.
Lisa thinks too. While we're working as virtual organizers, you know, I'm the virtual organizer. She sells 2 goats in that process. I'm like, check, goats organized because the goats are gone. How many goats do you have?
Do you want me to be honest?
Well, yeah, I'm the only one that lies up here.
Okay, so.
Fish was this big?
I think I have like 54. But it's probably closer to 60 because I have a couple that I'm picking up in Oklahoma next month.
Yeah, she's so excited. She's like, oh, good, you're having the convention in Texas. I'll get some goats.
Yes.
Whatever. And then you're going to drive them home?
No, so I flew down. I'm going to fly home. And then I'm going to drive back next month with a friend.
Okay.
Yep.
So just so you know, we have Mary, who's not in the room, so this is good. We can assign stuff to her. It'll freak her out.
Right.
She's making a livestock organizer. She's
so we've already talked. Okay, right. So we've got this whole plan. Yeah. It's going
to
be awesome.
I said, oh, you got to talk to Dawn.
Yes, it's already taken care of.
She told me she talked to you.
Yep.
We also decided we could count dogs and cats, too.
Like, yes.
How many people have dogs and cats? Mm-hmm. How many people have goats? See?
No, right there.
I know, but here's the thing. If you do have the goats, obsessed about the goats.
Yeah.
And it's more than two, I have learned. Yes, see? Uh-huh. Galen's really excited about the livestock tracker. And Mary will make any printable that you want. So how did you first find Organize 365? This is always interesting to me.
I wrote it down. 2015.
Okay.
So it was 2015. I was on an organizing kick, like always. I have read every single book out there. I have looked at every single Pinterest post. I have read every blog post, every single thing about organizing. I have done the Target run 1,500 times thinking, oh, if my things look like that, they'll be organized. Nope, not quite. So 2015, I downloaded, bought one of those, you know, PDF book thingies, you know, where you get 50 books and it's all going to fix your life and it's going to be great. And yep. So the 10 Steps to Organize Paper by Lisa Woodruff was in that bundle. So I printed it out. I stuck it in a, you know, on my fridge for a while. And then it ended up in one of my paper boxes downstairs. So that didn't quite work so well. 2016, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I turn 40 next year. 40, magic number.
It is.
And so I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure this out. So I started searching again. Sunday Basket podcast. Started listening. Like, oh, this could really work. And so I listened for about 4 to 5 months before I actually did anything about it. And then I jumped in and I started doing the 40 week, which is no longer available because, quite honestly, you either have to do it all or nothing. So the 40 week took you how long to do 40 weeks unless you're like Betsy and did it in 40 days. But, you know, so, and I'm like, this isn't fast enough. I have to splurge. I have to spend the money. I have to do the 100 days. So I did. Thanksgiving 2016, I said, okay, I'm in for the next one. I bought it. Like, okay, I was ready. The week before, you know, the end of December, I'm cleaning my kitchen. So it's all clean and ready to organize. Yeah. So, and then we start.
Okay, so at that point,
yes.
When you bought it, how many children do you have? How old were they?
Oh, my gosh. So I had 4 kids. And this
still
was,
have them, by the way.
I still have them. They haven't multiplied, not like the goats. That's why I first got goats, because I wanted
to. How many goats did you have then also? Like in the 30s, right?
No, probably 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important, too, in this story.
Well, we've started with 4, so. Yeah, they are very much, yeah. So I had 4 kids. Let's see, Amber. So what is it now?
She wasn't driving yet.
She wasn't driving yet. So she would have been, we were maybe doing, I don't know.
Okay, let's say she was 14 or 15.
So she was.
And then the other one. How old was Ruthie, the youngest?
Okay, so if we go 15, 13, 9, and she was probably 5.
Okay.
Right?
How was your marriage?
Something like that. Ha ha. My marriage at that point was okay. We've actually, do I get to go deep now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this goes way back. Okay, so my husband and I, and this is what I was telling you, see, we got to talk. A marriage can be saved. A marriage can be saved no matter what. As long as you want to save it, you can save it. I don't care what it is, if it's a marriage, if it's a business, if it's, I mean, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do as long as you have Jesus with it. And I know that's, but, so you go back to my second child, I had him, I suffered depression, and this was 14 years ago, okay? So I suffered from depression really, really, really bad. I was, and this is one of my passions that I want to work on eventually, is I want to help teenagers and prevent teen suicide. And just, you know, you have all these, okay, there's a hotline, there's this, there's that. I'm sorry, that doesn't work.
Right.
It does not work. I was to the point where I was ready to commit suicide. I called my mom. I had the two kids who were 2 and 3 months. And I come to my mom, I'm like, hey, can you take the kids for the day? I just need to get some stuff done. She showed up. She took one look at my face and said, I'm not leaving you. And she pretty much stayed by my side for like 48 hours, like they were on. And I was going to kill myself that day because I thought my family would be better off without me. I thought that I was holding everybody back. And that's the hard part. You don't realize when you're depressed or when you're, it's like there are lies being told by the enemy that you are not good enough, that you are not worthy, that you're not loved. How could anybody love me? How could they're just going to be better off without me? And my mom stepping in that day was huge. She saved my life. And I've told her thank you, but you can't ever thank someone enough for that. And so from there, I ended up spending a week in the stress center. I had made some bad decisions due to this, had some legal stuff that went on, ended up eventually doing a month of house arrest. And then, okay, I got it all figured out now. Okay, now I'm going to go to church. When I woke up one morning, I'm like, okay, I'm perfect. I'm going to go to church now because I've been through all this. No, not quite. So we still had, I found Jesus, Bible study. My leader, Joanne, pretty much saved our marriage and said, you know what? You just do it. You just do it one day at a time. And you just keep stepping no matter what you're doing, if it's organizing your house, if it's climbing out of depression, if it's how am I going to pick up Cheerios off my living room floor one more day, you just keep doing it. And just every day you just say, Lord, get me through today. And you just keep doing it. So Chad and I we would have been divorced. Without finding Jesus, we would have been divorced. Without having that support in place, we would have. So then you fast forward, you know, we've lived all these years. Okay, this is great. You've gone through all this. Well, guess what? It's not always that easy. So now I'm almost 40. I've got a messy house. I've got a business. We own an electrical contracting business.
Which I did not know about for 8 months.
Did you know why we actually own 2 businesses?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No, and it's not goats yet.
No,
what's the other
not.
Business?
It's actually a properties business that we actually own the building that our electrical business runs from,
okay.
And then we have other renters.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So
related. So where were you on the depression scale when you started?
On this point, when I started this, I was actually struggling again.
Right.
I was back down in. I was... one of my kids was going through some stuff at this time, and I was struggling trying to figure out, well, wait, I've already been through this. So I was struggling again. I was depressed again. I ended up having to up my medication and just doing, because when you're trying to fix your child, you get dragged down too. And to think, I thought I was a failure as a mother. Once again, you know, now it's no longer, oh, well, I'm not, you know, I got to use formula and I've got to, you know, I'm not breastfeeding 100%. Well, now it's, I've got a child who is struggling with depression and no, I thought we broke that off. No, you know, so then you go back down and then your house goes back down and everything.
But of course you have plenty of money at this time, which is why you could buy the 100-day program, right?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Right. So I think I put it on a credit card that I didn't tell my husband about. And went, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Because it's a lot of money. When you're struggling, it's a lot of money. Now when I look at it, and I'm starting 5 times through, I'm like, Lisa, you're not charging enough. I'm like, it should be like quadruple what it, because the value you get from it, I have empty cabinets. She'll be like, yeah, I think we should lower it. No. I have empty cabinets. I have, you know, the whole thing is awesome.
Okay, so awesome. You're depressed. You have a kid who's depressed. The marriage is rocky. You don't have a lot of money, but you're going to start organizing in January.
Of course, because where else would you start?
So how did you start? Like, the kids go back to school. It's January 1st. Uh-huh. How did you do it?
Well, first, I wasn't going to work.
Right, which I thought you were a stay-at-home mom without a job.
Right, no.
Okay,
no.
So you weren't going to work.
I wasn't going to work.
How did Chad like that?
Let's just say that I kind of ignored what he thought about it for quite a while. Not really a good idea. But then I started organizing. Mm-hmm. And the first time through, not very good. I kind of got called out. I can't remember who else it was that I
commented. In the Facebook group?
Yes, I commented on.
Did I call you out?
Yes.
I'm so good at that.
Oh, so someone was saying, I don't have time to do this, or I don't have time to that. I'm like, don't worry, I'm in the same boat with you. And Lisa's like, you two are moving to the front of the class.
Oh, yes.
I am keeping an eye on you. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
Are you an obliger?
No, I'm a rebel with obliging tendencies.
Okay. Well, at least you have the tendencies. This is before I did the Facebook Lives on a regular basis.
This is before.
This is when I would watch the group. And when the group started to get like negative, or I could tell that they were starting to spiral downward, I was like, hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be okay.
Right.
And then I would go back out, and then I would come back in. It wasn't really predictable. And I noticed you and someone else. I can't remember the other one. I was like, well, if I call them out, then other people will come around and help them, and then you'll know I'm watching you.
Right. And so then
I did help a little bit.
It did help. It did help, because then I went through, and I'm like, okay, oh, shoot, I got to do this. So I quickly, in 3 days, got my kitchen done. And then I moved on to, then I was caught up and I moved into the bedroom with everybody else and I got my bedroom done. And then I dropped off Lisa's radar. And so I quit.
As almost everyone except for you does. Like almost everyone only makes it through 42 days, which I say all the time.
Yes.
Which isn't great for marketing, but it is great for those of you in the program, because then you're like, oh, wait, she has said this 800 times, so I'm normal. I'm normal. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're getting ready to start round two. It's a lifetime program.
Right.
So you're already in it.
I'm already
There's
in
no
it.
Planner yet.
No.
And we already know the website.
But then Lisa does a podcast and says, if anybody is interested in virtual organizing with me, this is the last time I will be doing it. And then my professional organizers will be doing it. And myself and Angie both had the same thought. And we went, no, don't change it. No, we need Lisa. So I immediately signed up. I'm like, okay.
Because you had plenty of money now, right?
Oh, right. I think it was the same credit card that I hadn't paid off the last one yet.
And were you working yet?
No. Okay. Of course not. Why?
And the kids are better by now, right?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Okay, so you've been through the whole 100-day program.
Yes.
You made the investment.
Yes.
You got through a couple of the rooms because I called you out on Facebook.
Yes.
The house is not organized.
No.
But yet you invest more.
Well, of course, because what else do you do? You just keep going, right?
Why did you feel like it would work if you kept going?
Because I believed you. Ooh. Because I listened to your podcast, and you were my best friend.
I am your best friend.
Well, of course you are now.
I have so many best friends. It's amazing. Here's the funny part about this.
Okay, Wendy can be the best friend, too.
So here's the best part about this. My mom can attest. I did not have friends growing up. I did not have friends growing up.
You have lots of them now.
Because I could relate to people older and younger than me. And part of why I babysat 40 hours a week in high school was because I didn't have friends.
Right.
Yep. It was really hard for me. Mom, look at all my friends.
Yes.
I have lots of genuine friends. It's so fun. Uh-huh. So I do feel like everyone is my friend.
Yeah. And you make us feel like that. Because, I mean, we're all here. Even though none of us really knew what this convention was going to be like, we still bought tickets.
But you also knew that she might not do it again. So we better hop on. Somebody said to me, she said, I went back and I started listening to the podcast. I've only followed you for a short amount of time. And every time I went to buy whatever it was you meant on the podcast, you aren't doing it anymore. Yeah. And then I heard about this and I was like, I'm buying it. Oh my gosh, she's doing something that I can buy. Because she might not do it again. You have caught on. Again, you should just pray for my team. So earlier, when I was standing up here and I was about to tell you everything that was in the professional organizer think tank, and Emily was having literal heart failure, Mary, also still not here, grabbed a piece of paper. And I said, what were you going to write down? She said, everything that you were going to promise that we were going to have to deliver it and by when. What is on our to-do list now? Okay, and you so do you start.
Because we walked into the plant this week,
yeah.
And I go, oh, I want those pink. I want pink in the Sunday basket. And we walk around the corner, we get pink Sunday baskets. Sunday basket. Thank you. See, that was me again. No,
it's, it's all going through Dawn. You just have to channel through Dawn. All right, so you start round two, and I'm virtually organizing you. I did a handful of people, and now you can still get virtual organizing. Mm-hmm. If you go on Organize 365 on the bottom, it'll be different when the website changes, but click on the certified organizers, and there'll be one for in-home, and those people do virtual organizing on their own websites. It's just not through my company now.
Right.
So virtual organizing was we get on the phone once a week. And you had your, like, your 20 minutes, so you had to be ready.
It wasn't even 20 minutes. It was like... It was like 18 minutes. I'm like, are you serious? 18 minutes? What am I going to get done in 18 minutes?
You still bought it.
And I still bought it. 18 minutes.
But did we?
Oh, my gosh. That.
So here's the thing. You can't handle 45 minutes of me.
No.
You can only handle 18 minutes. At 12 minutes, you were overwhelmed and we were talking about goats.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. We were. Totally. Yep.
So we did 4 weeks, and then you kept re-upping for your 4 weeks to get through the 100-day program. Yep. How was the 100-day program different with a virtual organizer, just 18 minutes a week? What was the difference there?
It was like night and day. It was, okay, so I'm going to get in trouble for this, but even if you can't afford the virtual organizing, put it on a credit card and do it.
I'm okay with that.
Because it will
Because I know you're going to get your money back, so I have no problem with this.
It will change your life. So I would send Lisa a picture like 2 seconds before we jump on the phone call, and she would have it organized. Like, she'd be like, okay, just do this. So I'm like, my breakfast cabinet. Oh, I'm going to have to post pictures later when I get home again.
So, but the thing is, that's not
awesome.
Me.
Awesome.
Most professional organizers can do that. Like, it's just our superpower. It's what we can do. It's
that's
not me.
Weird.
It is very weird.
That's weird.
And awesome.
Because I can't do that.
So the first one was we were in the kitchen. And you had already organized your kitchen.
Well, I decluttered it, and I organized most of it, but I had, like, 2 problem spots. We did those.
And the first one was the desk. Yes. The kitchen table was a desk.
Okay, here's the dining room. What
so
am I going to do?
So we added in the IKEA cubes.
Yes, my
And
cubes.
We gave you office space. That was the first call we did, wasn't it?
Yes,
it What did Chad think of that? Because now you just paid for this. I made you go buy more stuff.
I do the finances.
He still didn't know.
No.
When did Chad find out about me exactly?
I don't really remember. Yesterday.
No, he definitely knows who I am already.
I think, you know, it was after he started seeing the changes. So I started making, you know, it's like, okay, now the kitchen is organized. And they would go to get cereal or they would go to get something. And it was like my silver. It's like, I moved it. It was moved. I'm like, well, Lisa told me to move it. What? What?
Who's this Lisa chicken? Why is she in my kitchen?
And then we got through the kitchen. We got through the, got my office organized, my office, my dining room table organized. And then we did, she's like, okay, where do you want to go next? Because we have 3 weeks in the kitchen and we're done at the kitchen. So we moved into the front entryway. Mm-hmm. I think that was when he actually first noticed. Now you say that.
Because I had you take the doors off of the
closet. Because she had me take the doors off.
He was not happy about that.
Yes,
sure.
You know, 1970s Rambler, nice sliding doors. Took the doors off, stuck them out in the garage because everything was in the garage at this point. And I'm like, just try it. Just try it. Lisa was right about the desk in the dining room. She's right about this. We just have to have faith that this is going to work. And I still don't have doors on. And I took the doors off Ruthie's closet, and I'm just like, oh, who needs doors? Forget the doors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I put the cubby in the closet, and then we did this. We did that. And then we did, what did we do next? Did we move on to the garage next?
The next thing I remember is the garage in the shed. It was quick.
Yeah. Well, but you know why it was quick? Because Lisa figured out really quickly that I need to be motivated. And so I'm like, oh, I can't do anymore. I can't do this. I can't do this. You know, we're 2 weeks. She's like, yes, you can. She's like, if you can do, and I think it was labor. It was Memorial Day weekend.
No. This is not
Wasn't
how
it
went.
Oh, okay. See?
You said, I'm going to do the garage.
Right.
And you sent me pictures.
In 3 hours.
And you yes.
3 hours.
And I looked at the pictures, and I am a professional organizer, and myself and my team could not get that done in 3 hours. And I was like, she is going to fail hard. And then she's going to lose all of the steam that we have gotten.
Yep.
So she's not going to give up the goal. So how do I have her manage her expectations and complete the goal? And Mom had just made the Sunday basket prototype. And we'd had it manufactured.
Yes.
I was having 10 made.
Yes.
And I was like, if I give her a Sunday basket prototype, she'll get it done.
And I did.
So I told you your goal was unrealistic and it was going to take the weekend.
Yes.
To which I still think you thought that I was lying.
Yeah, you probably were, but you weren't.
And then I said, but if you can get it done, you get this. And then I said, you're going to have to do this. I said,
yes.
And in this order.
And in this order.
You have to do this, then this, then this, then this, then this. And this is going to get moved here. And wait for this. And it did take you all weekend. And Chad was gone that weekend.
He was gone that weekend. Yes, Chad and Brandon were gone that weekend. I think they were dirt biking. And so it took me all weekend. And I did everything that she said. Every single thing, including buying tons of snacks for my other three kids.
Yes, we prepped in advance.
And putting Amber in charge and making sure they were fed. Yes. And I don't even know how long it took me, but it took me all weekend. But
3 hours.
You should see the pictures. Yeah. The pictures are on, actually the original podcast that we did. The pictures are in the notes if you go to the blog.
Okay.
Because I sent them and then you put them there.
So if people are listening to this on the podcast, because we're going to air this in August, but we're recording it in June. And they're thinking, great. She said, buy this Sunday, this 100-day program, which is $500. But we already can clearly tell from Dawn's story. She then invested in virtual organizing.
Yes.
You invested in organizational stuff.
Yep.
And this is clearly not 15 minutes a day.
Oh, gosh, no.
So no. Did you do it in 15 minutes a day the first time?
That depends on if you mean the first time by... The first time when before I got stuck in front of the class or after? No.
Before you got stuck in front of the class.
I did 15 minutes a day and I wasn't getting anything anywhere.
And then once I called you out.
Then I work better in chunks, so I think it took me like 12 hours.
So here's the thing. I'm just going to not lie to you about marketing. There's what you want and what you need. What people want is to be able to organize their entire life in 15 minutes a day and wave a wand in it for it to be done. What you need is a program that works and then to work the program. And to really, truly get organized, it takes about an hour a day or 7 hours a week, three times through the 100-day program, and your house will be organized. So if you want to do 3 hours a day the first time through the 100-day program, you can get it done in one fell swoop, but there is something that happens in all three times. So you give me 1 year, 1 hour a day, you will get everything organized. You can accelerate your growth and your speed by getting a buddy to do it with you, to getting a virtual organizer to hold you accountable. We've gone through all, you know, are you an obliger, an upholder, a rebel? Good luck. Rebels have to, you know, make their own way.
Yeah,
but most of you are... obligers, you need accountability, which we have some of it in the Facebook group. But to make big change and transformation takes time. Mm-hmm. And people don't want to give you time because they're afraid they will fail. But when you know you have to do it three times and you know it's going to be a significant investment of time, you will do it. Now, you don't have to buy any organizers. And the first time I did it, when people would ask for recommendations, I wouldn't even give them to them because I didn't want anyone to spend any more money.
I still have cut. I still have the bottoms of cereal boxes in some of my cabinets that I just cut. That they work better than any organizer.
What I have learned over time is that, A, people want better organizational solutions and they will invest in them when they know that they're going to work after they've decluttered.
Yes.
And two, there are some structural things you need.
Yes.
Those IKEA cubes are great for a lot of different areas. How many did you end up buying? How many sets?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think
just
I have
four
three
kids.
More, eight,
lots of goats.
9, 10. I think I have 11.
Yeah, they're just great. I mean, that is something that is an investment that's going to work. A bookshelf or an IKEA cube type thing.
Yeah.
So there's an investment of time. There's an investment of money, there's an investment of mindset, there are a lot of investments. Okay, we're in round two. We're towards the end of round two, and we started moving from our virtual organizing sessions moved more into coaching. So yes. Then you started doing 45-minute coaching sessions. Mm-hmm. I don't offer these anymore. Emily does offer marketing coaching, and that's what we started moving into. I didn't even know you had your own business.
Yeah, so we're through the garage, and we yep. start looking at what to do next. And that's when I said, well, Chad kind of wants me back in the business. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
What business? I'm like, well, we have an electrical contracting business. You know, I'm an accountant, and I've hired a couple of girls to kind of run the office the last few years when I've been raising my last baby before she goes to school, which Ruthie also went to school full time. 2007. So, I mean, that was also the beginning of that. So, 40. Youngest child in school full-time. So, even though I'm a rebel, I still follow all the, you know, Lisa rules. So...
Doesn't that annoy you?
It does. And it makes me want to, like, break them, but I can't. Because
I questioned and I researched and
yes,
they're true.
Yes, right. They're true. So, I'm like, okay, whatever. So, I'm like, yeah, Chad kind of wants me back in the business. And yeah, you know, I'm like, I've lost all the passion for it. Like, I don't want to, like, it was such a mess.
This is what you said to me. I'm remembering now.
Okay, here we go. See?
Well, we own this business and I want to organize the office at the business.
Oh yes. I wanted to organize
yes.
my office.
Planning the office.
Yes.
And I'm like, first of all, we have a job. This is news to me. What is our job? And your job wasn't really well defined.
My job was not defined
mostly
at all.
Mostly because you weren't there.
Because I wasn't there.
Yeah, but you had a big job. And you really, really wanted to organize that office.
Yes.
So, of course, I wanted to know the layout of the whole building, all of the people that were involved, what their yep. roles were, because I knew that the space probably needed to be reorganized. And I was right.
Right. I'm so not even in the same space.
Yeah. So we weren't doing business coaching. It was really reorganizing that office
yep.
so that all of the offices flowed. Because yep. you wanted your office, wasn't it on the first floor, but we moved you up?
I was up in this little room and I'm like, oh, I want to really be down here and I want to do this. I want to do that. Oh my gosh. It's not even close to what it was. My role has changed everything.
And this is the thing when we have jobs, you had this idea of where your office was because you were the owner
yep.
and what your role was.
Yep.
And you just wanted to make that organized better and look prettier because if it looked prettier, maybe you would want to go there. But really, the function of the business was bad.
It was really bad. Like, really, really, really bad.
So we went into the function of the business. I was like, oh, well, what are the employees' like roles and responsibilities? And you were like, yeah.
We don't have any.
We should have those. This is what you said. Mm-hmm. They've been asking me for those for a while. Right?
Yeah.
So then you let me do coaching with them.
Yeah, but that wasn't until after I went to Biz Chicks Live.
Yeah, I talked you into that. Chad's got to love me.
Oh, so yeah, so then more money, see? So then Lisa's like, okay, so we work through, and once again, she gave me the list of do this, 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 and this, spend a day with each of the girls, and this, and yeah. you know, Greta came in on a Saturday, and we worked stuff through, and I paid her. She's like, you have to pay her overtime, you have to do whatever
and her,
it takes.
For her babysitter, that's right.
Yes, and I'm like, yes. I'll pay Dustin to watch, and she's like, you don't have to pay Dustin to watch his own nephew, that's like, don't do that. So, but she came in, and we worked through, and I've since learned, and she's going to listen to this, so she'll hear, but like, one of her love languages is time, is like, spending the time with her to listen, to do what she needs to, and which... If I wasn't the boss, I would be fired again because the last 2 weeks we've had funeral and just it's not been good. And then being gone here and I'm like, I'm not doing my job again, but I'm going to do it when I get back next week. So it's okay. But you wanted me to work like 3 days in the office and mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And you're like, you have to do these things. Boom, 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 boom. By the 4th of July. And then we're going to have our next call.
So we had moved to coaching calls. So we were doing 45 minutes. And we were buying coaching calls as you need them. And we were going like 2 to 4 weeks between calls because I wouldn't do a call with you until you checked off your list.
Yes, exactly. You get something
I wouldn't let you just pay for them. And so we looked at the business as a whole. And so what I had her do was take each of the two, you had two women that worked for her to have a whole day, a paid day mm-hmm. on Saturday. And I had you pay for their childcare and their lunch.
Yep.
so that they could come in, and really the whole focus was, what are you doing? What do you need help with? What do you want to be doing?
Yes.
This is the weird way I run companies. It's not mm-hmm. really, I don't know other people that do it this way, but you it didn't worked. Really even know what they were
no.
doing.
No.
And so then you reported back to me, here are all the things.
Yep.
That's when we found out you were the one supposed to be making reports.
That I wasn't doing.
You weren't doing them. And for like 6 months.
Right.
And so then there were all these things that they needed to be doing that they couldn't do because you weren't doing the reports.
Right.
So then I wouldn't talk to you again until your reports were up to date.
Right. So then my reports all got up to
Greta
date.
Greta loves me.
Yeah.
So much she loves me.
She does, actually.
I know.
She's like, what did Lisa tell you to do? I'm like, ugh. Because she also listens to you now.
Yes.
And I also gifted her the 100-day program.
Yes.
And it's just like, oh, my God. Because if you're organized. Okay, so this goes back. I was talking to a couple of the girls yesterday. If you build your foundation. So it's just like the wise man building his house on the rock versus a foolish man on the sand. If you get your house organized and you have your home organization in place, okay, then you can put your job on top of that or mm-hmm. your business. And then you can put your hobbies on top of that. Mm-hmm. But your house, your family have to come first. If that is not strong, you can go to work every day and be organized at work. But when you come home at night, you're just going to fall apart. You're not going to want to come home. You're not. And then eventually you're going to be like, well, I don't even want to go to work because then I have to do this. I have to do that. It's you have to build that foundation first. So you have to spend the time and the money and the effort, because if just because you go by the program, if you don't do it, it's not going to matter. I mean, you can buy Lisa's, like she says, you know, she's a teacher. If she isn't teaching, you aren't learning. Well, but the student also has responsibility to actually do the homework. If you don't do the homework, if you don't actually organize what you're supposed to organize, then no matter what she does, it's not going to work.
And did your house stay organized?
Yes. Except for the areas that never got organized the first time. So then I had to go back and do those. But yeah, my house, like even now, it's like I'll go home, like I say, and I'll go through it in 2 weeks and do the 100. Because, yeah, I have two hot mess rooms in the basement. But my garage is still organized. My kitchen, all you have to do is go vacuum those crumbs out. I mean, I still have empty cabinets. I still have empty drawers. I still have, it's still in order. Because I put the effort in.
So it is maintainable once it gets organized.
Oh, my gosh, yes. But you have to maintain.
So what about the kids? What happened to the kids in this last year?
Oh, my gosh. So, of course, Miss Ruthie, my little one, she's 7 now. She had to have organizers in her room. She had to have this. She had to have that. So we got her room organized. We got Jacob's room organized, which we now have to go through and maintain. But I now have a little girl who all four of my children now are, so 16, 14, 10, and 7. They all can do their own laundry. Yeah, they all can do their own laundry. They all can do their own laundry, Joey. It's very simple. I have videos of Ruthie climbing into the washing machine.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Because she cannot reach.
Don't do that.
So if a 7-year-old at the point, this, I mean, 6 years old, she was doing her own laundry. Because laundry is my nemesis. Oh, I hate it. And we live in a small town, so I can't do what you do.
I like what I do.
Yeah. Also, the grocery store started a new delivery service. So Hy-Vee delivers now. So I can get my groceries delivered in the country. But my kids just are like, oh, Ruthie loves it when she gets a hi, Ruthie on the podcast.
And are the kids organized?
Two, three of my four are.
And
yep.
How many of them were organized a year ago?
One.
And how about your husband?
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, you didn't do my laundry, but now he can do his own laundry. and he's really good. Yeah, it's like now you come in and it's like, oh, if the dishes aren't done, he'll do the dishes. Because the house should be in order. I mean, he was so appreciative. He's just like, I can't believe, I mean... And that's what he says. He's like, Dawn, you are the difference. You are the difference in our business. You are the difference in our home. You are, and words of affirmation are one of my love languages. And it's just like, end time. But it's just like, So yeah, I can tell when it's starting to get a little bit out of order again, because he'll start to make comments like, well, when is Catherine coming back? Our cleaning lady that we hired after Biz Chicks Live, because you need to take time for yourselves. But then she went and had a baby. So she has to come back from maternity leave before the wedding. But so he's like, well, when is Catherine coming back? And I'm like, ooh, I think that means I'm supposed to do some cleaning.
Greg will make those comments too. So when I was doing professional organizing a couple of years ago, he goes, come here. He's in the garage. Greg never says anything. How much do you make per hour? It's $50. He's interested in my business finally. Yes. I make $50 an hour. He goes, great. Here's $50. Can you clean up this garage? I was like, oh, he's not interested in the business yet.
But he paid you.
He did not pay me. He was joking.
Oh, man.
I know. But what about your business? Like, what was your business like in January of 2017? And what is your business like in June of 2018?
So the business was barely making it. The business.
And you have employees.
We have employees. We have electricians who work for us. We have office staff. We have this. We have that. So it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what anybody was doing. I didn't know what our sales were. I didn't know what our... I mean, she's like, well, you know...
But Chad knew, right?
Not really.
So he had it under control because you were at home, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
For podcast listeners, that's sarcasm.
Yep.
What's it like now?
Now we are actually in the process of transitioning over to 51% ownership me, 49% him, and pursuing women-owned business, nice. A WBE certification. I know exactly what's going on. Chad knows exactly what's going on. We've had some employee turnover. We've restructured our office. We did let one girl go. We started doing The Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. If you have a business, Profit First. Yeah, see, Profit First. It is the best. It's basically Dave Ramsey for business. It is the best. So Chad and I, for the first time, we both are on the same page in this business. And we're like, we're going to make this work. We are attacking it kind of like we had to attack our marriage and say, okay, you know what? You have to put in the time. You have to do date nights. You have to make that a priority. For a long time, we didn't. And then we had a period where, okay, we have to go every week. Every Tuesday night, we would have Haley come and babysit, and we would go on date night. And a lot of the times this last year, it's been talking about the business. Now it's to the point where, okay, now I'm in the office Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Greta's listening to this going, no, she's not. But I am. I'm supposed to be. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Greta, if you get 2 out of 3, kudos to you.
So, but it's like I'm answering phones now. It's like, Ellis, if you go, well, you're a CEO. Why are you doing that? Because if you don't know your business, who does? If you don't know what's going on in your business, how are you going to make the changes your business needs?
How many hours in the business was Chad working 18 months ago? Because you were working none.
Right. I was working. Oh, he was probably working 80, 90 hours.
And how many hours are you and Chad working in the business currently?
I would say he's probably still working probably 60 hours a week. And if you count my office time and my time I spend doing social media and other behind the scenes, I'm probably 35.
So
we've kind of
together, you're still working the same 90, mm-hmm. but you're evening it out. How is his stress level from that January until now?
He can sleep again.
He loves me now, right?
Uh-huh. He does.
Even if he just found out about the credit card.
He let me come to Texas for 5 days.
Winning. I don't think he could have stopped you, but I'm just saying. I don't know if you could stop the rebel. Greg hasn't been able to stop me. No.
See, you have rebel tendencies.
I do have rebel tendencies, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely do.
Yep.
And then I question my own rebel tendencies. And this is why I have migraines. So I was talking to the team a couple of days ago. We were having our team meeting. And I said, we have to be able to find a way to quantify this or some study or something, which I haven't run, but I know in my gut to be true. this is what I believe. And those of you who've been through the 100-day program, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. When you go to invest the $500 in the home organization program, or as it is currently sold as of this podcast, the $997 whole organization program, home and paper.
Ooh.
Yes, this is being recorded Spoiler. Amongst people who don't know what I'm talking about. If you invest that $1,000 and 1 year of your life at 1 hour a day, I 100% in my gut know that you will get back more than $1,000 and more than 1 hour a day in the second year. Like, I think you will get the whole $1,000 back.
Definitely.
And you'll be saving at least 1 hour a day in the second year after you complete the program in time that you could spend
yes.
doing everything
yep.
else.
Right.
For every hour you spend organizing, you're going to get multiple hours back in the future. It's like investing. It's like a really good investing program.
Yeah, it is. It's like a 300% return on your investment, at least.
And here's the other thing. Where else can you buy time?
Yeah, you can't.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the average American, this is a statistic somebody else did a study for, spends 55 minutes a day looking for stuff. So let's just spend 55 minutes a day getting organized, and then in 1 year, stop looking for anything and just having extra time, right?
Yep, right.
Who needs a study? Let's just speak it into existence.
Yes.
Do you agree with that if you've done the program?
We don't even need a study because you told us, so it's the truth.
Yes, the rebel said so, and let it be so.
Yes.
Well, Dawn, thank you so much for joining us here at the Rise You Are Enough conference. And for podcast listeners, don't miss any of my live events. I might not do them again.